him promising while being vetted is a different story from him being in that position and implement that order. So right now he can give promises, but when he gets into that position, it's a different story. We've seen it with Ruto's government. Every time they promise something, they usually do the opposite. Remember in the protest, they said that they are not going to be attacking peaceful protesters. But we've seen every time two or more people gather in the streets, they get tear gassed. They've gone even to a place where they're attacking journalists, people who are very innocent. So that's a different story, and we can't really trust this government with any promises.
But why wouldn't Gen Z protesters give him the benefit of the doubt, especially when he's promising Kenyans about sweeping reforms of the police service, including ensuring that all police officers wear necessary uniforms before deployment?
The reason why we can't give him a benefit of a doubt is because, first, this is not a new law. It is a law that has been existing that a police officer should identify themselves either by badge or by uniform. Remember, protests are a very sensitive story. They can be infiltrated by terrorists who wear masks. So that is the best position where police officers should wear uniform. But we've seen the opposite. So why should we give them a benefit of a doubt? Well, that law has been in existence.
What about the issue of him saying that he would implement policies to boost transparency and accountability in the police service by introducing body cameras and name tags? Will this help meet your demands?
Well, we just know that sorry for another day, because it's a good idea when you hear about it. It's a very nice concept. That is just a leeway of them to get more monies. But trust me, I'll be here for another comment while they will not implement those things that they are talking about. This government are very good at giving promises, but when it comes to implementation, it's a different story. They don't do that.
Talking about implementation, the Law Society of Kenya has won a court case that police officers must not cover their faces or wear face masks when they are deployed for assignments such as during protests. What's your reaction to that?
First of all, I have to commend the Law Society of Kenya for the good job that they are doing. They've really fought for Gen Z. They've really fought for what is good. They really stood for the truth. This is not the first case that they've won. Remember, they went to court about police brutality in this protest, and they won that case. But what has been done? Nothing has been done. There's no investigation that has been carried. And also, when you see them winning that case, remember, as I have said, that law has been in existence. Implementation is the problem. The president himself, now leave alone the head of police, the president promised that peaceful protesting is allowed. But what we've seen in the recent days is quite opposite of what the government is promising.
So why do you think there's so much distrust in the institutions of government in Kenya by Gen Z protesters?
Remember, when you have a leader who doesn't stand to his word, how do you expect the people that he's leading to also follow the laws? The president is breaking the constitution in every single aspect, including the first article and the first chapter of the constitution, which gives the supreme power to the Kenyan citizen. But what we've seen is him breaking everything. So you can't really trust the government.
Robert,
so the problem is the government.
But Robert, the president met some of your demands and is working on others. He made a commitment to address your concerns. He dissolved cabinet. He's reconstituting it to have a broad-based government to address the concerns that you raised. Wouldn't you even give him credit for that, his supporters say?
It's a good thing that he's doing that. But remember, those positions that he gave out for the cabinet, they were rewards to those people. So there's no thing of saying that he brought a new cabinet that the story is going to change. We've seen him launching projects in Kenya. Those projects, he launched them today, tomorrow they're stalling. So many projects are stalling because he launched them and he doesn't follow through. So the problem of this government is making promises, but when it comes to implementing those things and making a follow-up, that's where they fail. And it's the same way they did when it came to their campaigns. They promised so many things, but right now we are seeing a very different story.